first time that I felt that I was at least in a position of leadership was in sixth grade. I ran for president of the student council of the local Heber Day School. There were only 9 kids in the class, so you didn't need so many votes as a majority. But I remember as we were voting, we all gave speeches, and I looked at my best friend's ballot, and he didn't vote for me because he said he disagreed with my visionary ideas back in sixth grade. I got a lesson in leadership at that point. But each one of us can think about a time we were either elected into leadership or chosen for a position of leadership. Whether it's a CEO of a company, or even within a group of friends, or family, or on a sports team at a young age, as a captain. When we are in those moments of leadership, I want to ask the question, not why we are elected, but when do we need a leader to be present? When do we need a leader to be present? If you think about the Jewish people as a whole and the history of the Jewish people, we began as a mishpacha. We began as a small family unit. It says in the Torah that we were shivim nafesh, that we were just 70 souls, we were 70 people when we journeyed down to Egypt. When we left, we know it was a little different. When we left and went into the desert, into the wilderness on our way to the promised land, we were an Erev Rav. We were a multitude of people, of 600,000 people. It was obvious that eventually we needed leadership and we needed a leader. There's an interesting story of Eliyahu HaNavi, Elijah the prophet, and he's accompanied by Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi of the Talmud into a town one time. And when he goes into this town, not one person offers them hospitality. Not one person offers them a cup of coffee to drink, not one meal, and most importantly, not a place to stay. And on their way out, Eliyahu HaNavi, Elijah the prophet, the same prophet who entered our house on Passover and enters our ceremony for Havdalah as we end each Shabbat, begins to bless that city. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, he looks at Eliyahu like he's crazy. And eventually when they leave the town, he says, Elijah, how was it that you were able to bless these people when they didn't even give us a place to stay? And Elijah responds, this is the blessing I gave them. I actually cursed them. I said, may you be blessed. May you be blessed with many leaders. May you be blessed with many leaders. In our Torah portion this morning, we just read a series of blessings that Yaakov, Jacob, gives to his children before he is about to die. The commentator Abarbanel explains that when you look at what we usually see as a blessing, are actually not blessings at all. But rather they are introspection into his children because his children become the 12 tribes of Israel. And when he looks at them before he's about to die, he has to decide who is going to be the leader of the Jewish people. And that leader becomes Yehuda. That leader becomes Judah. And today we sit here as Jews, as Yehudim, as descendants of the tribe of Yehuda, of Judah. But why Judah? In that blessing, he says, Ki yoducha achecha. He tells all the other brothers that the brothers will praise Judah, their brother. But it also says, Gur Arye Yehuda. That Judah was like a lion. And not a lion in terms of force, but a lion in terms of ometz halev, strength of heart. Because when you look at Judah in reference to his brothers in the Joseph story, when all the other brothers decide to throw Joseph in the pit, it is Judah who stands up and says, let's not throw him in the pit and kill him, but let's sell him to the Ishmaelim, sell him to the Ishmaelites, and we will at least save his life. And it is because of that, the rabbis say, it is because that he saves his brother's life, that Yaakov, Jacob, decides to hand the scepter of leadership to Yehuda, to Judah. And so this Shabbat, as we are about to enter our new year, and over these next 10 months or so, we are about to elect leaders of our nation, of our country. That often when we elect leaders, we sometimes do it on impulse. what feels good. But let's follow the role of Yaakov, of Jacob. Not just to pick a leader because we like what they look like or we like their sound bites, but let's give them blessings. Let's give our leaders blessings. Let's be like Eliyahu HaNavi, Elijah the prophet. For this Shabbat, we say, Ribbono Shel Olam, Master of the Universe. And we pray that the leaders we choose and the leaders that are chosen have the goodwill and exercise the just and rightful authority to lead us in the way that is wise. And may their wisdom, as we finish this book of Bereishit, truly bring us, Chazak Chazak U'Minit Chazek, bring us from strength to strength, and together we will be strengthened. Shabbat Shalom.